one meditation that, one meditation to do with medicine Buddha, with medicine Buddha, to purify the disease what one already has, and to protect oneself to not get. very short meditation with medicine Buddha. So I thought, maybe translate this, very nice meditation, but very short. I thought maybe translate this and then can be available. Because this is for both, to purify what one already has and also to protect, and to not receive, to not get. whatever meditation or other methods there are, but of course the ultimate one is one's own refuge, which is one's own mind, you know, good heart, watching the mind, or watching the mind, protecting the mind from the disturbing thoughts. Ultimately, they can escape from that. That's ultimately, you know, this, what we have been talking the last few days, that's the ultimate one. Meditation can help. Those mentors can help, can grow, can receive blessings. But the main thing is our daily life practice. Yeah, protecting the mind. I think it's very auspicious to receive this picture today from some students sent from Sydney. Very nice. So I was thinking to write this meditation, then maybe when I go to England. What's his name? Yeah. Maybe I can offer him the translation. Something. At the moment, is there any advice in the Western society that from hospitals or so, how to protect? Is there any advice? other than it's when you have the disease, what diet and this. Besides that, and before, how to protect? Safe sex depends on compassion. If the person has no compassion, then it's difficult. Can't have safe sex. Again, it comes back to compassion. No escape. Nowhere to go around. So, I think this part is very important. The subject that we, this part about karma, or about the shortcomings of self-selection thought, to recognize the real enemy. It's meditation on that, but actually it's also meditation on the karma, and extensive way of thinking. And effective way to about you see cause and the non-virtuous action, the cause of suffering and cause of happiness, the going through the recognition of those, some basic example. For example, you see, the possessors, I thought it's important to go a little bit details. The possessed result, possessed result of the killing, you know, the negative killing, which become negative action because done out of self-selection thought. That the even when one is born as human being, you see, then that time the place, you see, where where one live or where one live, you see. The drinks and you know, food and drinks, medicines, the crops, fruits, so forth, they don't have much protein. Very small protein, very low protein. much protein, you see, degenerated. very small protein. Then, so and they become difficult to digest, difficult to digest, and they cause the disease. They, you know, even though they're supposed to be, you know, for even they're supposed to, even they're supposed to be for means of to, you know, they, even there's means, say, supposed to be for means of living, but actually the because of the past action such as non-virtuous action killing these things which are arranged which are obtained there for means of living they become even obstacle for life and they cause a disease and so the conditions even the which are arranged for, you know, for a long life, they become conditioned for a short life. They, you see, even one has a cause, merit, you know, to live longer, but because these conditions are met untimely death. so things like that. then the out of self-cherishing thought, then the disturbing thoughts, you see, those three persons, you know, the action stealing that is done out of self-cherishing thought, and then this is one of the person's mind. So the three person's mind, one of the person's mind. then it that makes the stealing is a non-virtue. so the complete action of stealing has four suffering result that the ripening aspect result in the lower realms, and then the experiencing result similar to cause. then that one is even one is born when one is born in the human realm. then. one get born as one get born, you see poverty, you know, poor. One get born poverty, not even means of living, or you see, or very small, you see, very shortage of, you see, shortage of means of living, you see. Then even one has some possession, you know, but one has to share with others. you know, you don't it completely doesn't get belong to you. You see, you don't have full freedom to use. You see, things like that. then you see the place. where one live or where one live, you see. and then a lot of draft. a lot of draft and no rain. a lot of flood. a lot of flood. You see, the Even the crops, they grew, but eaten by worms or eaten by insects. So some people's field, some people's, you see, vegetables or field get eaten by worms, fruits, crops, you see, so many worms. Some doesn't happen, you know, some less. So even in the same area, but depending on the different families' karma, you know, different owners' karma, even the field, they grow in different way. They have to, you know, some have less obstacles, some have much obstacles, you see. Even it grew, but there's a lot of other insects or animals they're eating. So you see, you don't get much. So all these problems that are happening in the world, they are a result of past action, you see, past need karma, stealing, that is done out of self-selection thought. Self-selection thought in attachment, so forth. So then, then what happens is, then what happens, you see, because they experience the result, poverty and all these disasters due to past due to past need karma stealing. rather recognizing that it came from their own mind, you know, from their own mind, from their own self-cherishing thought, attachment, and so forth. Rather recognizing that, you see, and changing them, the way to transform the environment, the way to develop the country is by the actual way to develop, to have received rains, to stop the drought, you see, to grow the crops well, you see, to have plenty of means of living. So, the actual evolution, you see, that has to come from their own mind. You know, it has to come from by changing the mind from the positive, you know, attitude. You know, the evolution has to come from there, come from their own mind. You see, the change of the changing the attitude into positive. Only in this way, then they can produce positive action. Then through only positive action, you see, living in the morality, not stealing. You see, being generous, giving to others. You see, with a positive attitude. So only through this, then they can be wealthy. This life and future lives. there's a possibility to create the cause, and only through this then they can have the wealth, can develop the country, you see, the family or the country, you know, have better economic, easy living, you see, plenty of easy the enjoyment. So as long as they don't recognize this, they don't realize this, it has come from their own, by changing the mind, from positive mind, all this has to come from their own positive mind. As long as they don't realize this, as long as they don't change the mind, as long as they don't change the action, you see, and then on top of this, again, Kundalini is still, because the result of the past negative action, all these hard lives, then again they steal more, again they do action of stealing and harming others. So in order to survive, in order to live, to have longer life. So which means they think that they're doing this in order to help themselves. but actually, in reality, they are creating the cause of the same problem again. So, you see, from one, the, like this. So the action, what is the positive or negative action? Action is definite. Action is definite means so in teachings, you know, the kind of compassionate, fully enlightened being explained. Action is definite. Definite means definite to bring its own result. So if it's a positive action, definite to bring its own result, happiness. If it's negative action, it's definite to bring its own suffering result. So as long as there's no obstacle, then it's definite to bring its own result. For example, negative action. For example, these negative karmas or these negative actions that we have created in the past. so if you don't purify, if you don't do anything, if you don't purify by generating, by actualizing the path, the remedial path in our mind, and then purifying, you see, these negative actions, you see, removing even the seed of these negative actions. But even that unable to do, but at least with the, at least those, you see, with the mantras, with those powerful mantras, they are powerful, like such as the Vajrasattva, such as the Vajrasattva, 35 Buddha. So there are different, you see, Buddhas that are manifested especially to purify the negative actions and the, you see, the cause of the problems, problems of this life, problems of life after this, such as the lower realm sufferings, and those unfortunate realm sufferings. So, obstacles of the realizations. So, there are many Buddhas, you see, whose manifestation is particularly to purify the negative actions. So, even one is unable to generate the path in the mind to remove the negative actions and the obscurations, but at least during those different various practices, like such as visualizing deity, meditation of deity, reciting mantra, there are many different practices that one can purify, completely. And before one starts to experience the problem, the suffering, the obstacle, the disaster, one can completely purify and make it impossible to experience the result, the problems. So the action is definite. So the kind of compassion that the omniscient one explained in the teachings, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha explained in the teachings that action is definite. Means without, if there's no obstacle, you see, if no obstacle happened, then definitely to bring its own result. Then it's expandable. It is expandable. It is natural. For example, we plant one corn, but from one corn can grow many corns. Can grow hundreds of corns. Is it from one corn? So many corns. And then from each of those corns, by planting, I can get, you see, many, many. Then by planting back, those can get so many. And you see, by planting one tiny seed in the ground, you see, one small seed in the ground, from this can get a huge tree trunk. Then billions of branches and leaves and fruit seeds. So, but this is nothing. This is nothing. And from one small seed, how many results are coming? You see, there's natural, like, there's external things, you see. Trees like that. you see the result. There's so many results from one seed. But still that is nothing comparing the inner you see how the how the action is expandable. the inner phenomena. That is the those are the external phenomena. Now the inner phenomena the action or the karma, the action you see much more expandable than outside. So you see, by doing one of these actions, by doing one of these negative actions, one has to experience the result. You see, by doing one karma, one of these negative karma, you see, one experience the result. you see, say, so many hundreds of life. 500 of life, 1,000 1,000 lifetimes, one has to experience the result, the problems. internal phenomena, the action is much more expandable than external phenomena. You see, from one seed, how many seed comes? You see, then so that's why even those countries like say the Ethiopia now I've got it correct. Now I've got correct. Correct label, correct name. So Ethiopia, you see, even somebody, even other countries, they help to bring, they bring things, they bring machines, they try to help to, to have better crop grown. But there's something danger happens, some disaster happens, and it doesn't work. For example, as I mentioned, that even they try to bring water from other countries, but what happened is it was okay as long as it was in other country. But when it just time when it came in their country, when it reached in their country, the water became bad. So it's like that. See, it has to come from their own mind. You see the enjoyment. So they. The enjoyment that which doesn't harm to their body, which doesn't harm the enjoyment, has come from their own mind. is their own mind, and the enjoyment that which doesn't harm them, healthy environment, has to come from their own mind. from their positive mind. So you see, even somebody try to bring it changes, turned out bad. So. So you see, so you see, because of the other times we're talking about impure mind. So impure mind. So there's impure mind. So impure appearances. You see, ordinary impure mind. So impure appearances. now here we're talking even deeper, longer, deeper evolution, longer evolution. past negative action. So past negative action that which has left imprint in the mind. Now you see that negative imprint is manifested. So you see the water which is able to drink. you see that it appeared bad water. So like that. Then so the like this, the positive result of stealing. creating results similar to cause. Then one is born as human being and doing the actions stealing again. then, doing the action stealing again. then again, that complete action, again, one will have to experience four suffering results. So goes on like that. goes on like this until the person changes mind, transforms mind and live in the morality. You see, living in the morality, making a vow to not steal. You see, changing the attitude in the positive, and living in the morality. Until that happens, then which the action goes on. so when the person practice this meditation or this dharma, transform the mind into positive and transform the action positive. You see, from say the stop harming, you know, stealing, living this vow. Then you see, then something positive started. You see, then that complete action, living in the morality, not still, has four result happiness. We have to understand also the opposite. You see, living in the vow, living in the morality, to not steal, to not kill, to not steal. each of these complete action has four result happiness. The rebirth. The body of the happy migrant being. You see, one get born, body of the happy migrant being, Deva human body. you see, instead of lower realm, you know, body of the happy migrant being. Other one is a body of the suffering migrant being. then you see, the creating result, say, the
killing, you see.
Then we have to. Then that's easy. Once we know the opposite, we know. Then it's easy to know the positive side, the happiness. that where there's where you see. that where so just to get an idea, so that. Where there's a plant of with crops growing, a lot of, you know, plant of drinks, you see, food, then medicines, all those crops, you see, they have great much protein and they're able to easy to digest. You see, nothing causes disease, you know. then they all become cause, all these conditions become cause of long life. So you see, that by living in the vow to not kill. you see, morality. you see, so we have to read. so, so all these things that we are experiencing in this life, you see, all these parts. All this good part that we experience in this life, we have to know that it came from our own mind, the positive mind, you know, positive mind, you see, and positive action, the living in the morality in the past to not kill, you see, is a result of, we are enjoying the result of our past positive actions, living in the morality to not kill, you see. Then same thing that our having. so far we're able to live long life. You see, that as a result of past the good karma, they're living in the morality, and so all these things. So again having chance in this life to practice morality, to not kill, and also then comes from past. So like that. You see, which you see, the again the complete action of the morality to not kill, like, to not kill. Again, this again one can enjoy the full result happiness from that, you see, in next lives. So again, we have to know, we have to remember, the karma is expandable in that you can experience many.